Welcome to Running with Scissors, where you'll learn a few hair tips and tricks and hear heartfelt and comical stories from behind the chair. Hi, welcome. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Megan. And we are so excited for today because we have our first client entry of a funny story that happened while they were in the salon. And we can't wait to share that with you guys today.
Yes, it's a good one.
It is.
So I'm going to get it out. Here's okay. Our fancy little box for people who are going to be looking on social media. Okay, and it is the tick story that Sam and Hannah Mills wrote down and entered into the box. Jesus Christ. Entered into the box.
We can add that to our, random sayings, words are hard.
I guess we don't just have Meganisms. We also have Jordanisms. Yes.
Okay. I mean, words are just hard. They are. Words and phrases.
They are. Yeah. They're very hard. Okay, so I am going to start by reading off the bullet points of the story because obviously Megan and I lived this story, but Hannah so lovingly put down bullet points for us to remember. So it says you went camping. So yes, that weekend prior, Chelsea and I went camping. I don't remember where, but we went camping and we like to tent camp. We do tent camp.
I feel like it might have been the one time that you guys went out to Arcadia.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right, which was awesome. So it says, Chell said it was a mole and it itched. So you asked Sam to check. Okay. So fast forward after camping, this is Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't even remember afterwards. And, I had been wearing a spaghetti strap, like jumpsuit type thing.
Yes.
And it was kind of, flowy. So it was a little looser and it was like, where was it? Right behind my...
Yeah, like on your back, but by your armpit. And so I could see how maybe part of your jumpsuit was rubbing on it, which was just probably irritating it more, which was causing it to itch and whatnot.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, let me also preface this story as Sam and Hannah are good friends. Either way, I would have asked anybody to look, but right. Good friends. Yes. Anyways, so Sam checked. Sam said it was a tick. And of course, I'm freaking out.
And I think I had a client at this time.
You did.
Okay.
No, I remember.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what was making me freak out even more because I'm like, oh my God, I have a tick on my back and gross.
Everything's fine.
And then it says here, Hannah tried with your light tweezers, but left the head.
That's right.
Yep.
And then I believe we had to go, I think we went and asked Diana if Diana had a safety pin or something.
Yes.
We needed more tools to try to get this thing out.
Yes.
And I've never taken a tick out. Like I remember sending a little boy client home in my chair who had a tick in his head. And I was like, I don't know anything about this, so nor do I want to touch it.
Yeah.
So go somewhere and have it taken out and come back and see me.
Oh, my God. Well, I vaguely remember us talking about putting a lighter up to it. Do you remember that? Because that's how I've always gotten ticks out because I am from a small town in the country by a lake. So this happened
to me a lot. Like the heat makes it kind of like pull itself out of your skin a little bit?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Okay. Kind of like literally puts a fire under their ass to get out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least that's how I think about it.
Sure.
Anyway, so yes. Then once the head came out, I remember Sam absolutely just freaking out. She couldn't handle it. She started walking.
She left the room.
Yeah. She was walking around the building.
Yes.
I believe at one point there were gag noises happening.
I feel like the second that she realized it was a tick, she was gone.
Yeah, it was over. She was struggling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I can't do anything. This shit is in my back. Like, what am I going to do? Just horrified. Because it had obviously been too many days that I didn't know this was there.
Right.
If this happened while I was camping, I guess.
I mean, where else would you have gotten it?
Right. Like, that's a fair statement. I would have never known. Anyways. Oh, yes. Here it is. Sam took laps through the building in foils and cape trying not to gag. Yes, I forgot she had, I had finished her hair,
yes.
Right? Oh my God, she was had foils in her hair. Oh,
yeah,
that
was
so funny.
Out.
Yeah, there is a picture proof of this,
yes,
on somebody's phone. So we're going to have
Hannah to. Hannah said that she, well, either one of them.
Yeah, somebody has it. So
yes,
we're going to have to get that. Pull it up, because they literally, like, performed surgery on me in
and
did the
we
salon.
We did get the head out, right?
Well, holy shit, I hope so, because here we are.
You're fine.
No,
your
I
arm
think
hasn't
did.
Fallen
I'm
off.
I'm pretty sure, and I've had my blood tested since
yeah.
then, so I would hope they would know that if I had Lyme disease by now.
Right.
Right, so... Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we did.
I think so, too.
I can't imagine that we would have just let it go.
Yeah, no, I think we got it.
Either way, what the fuck?
You didn't, I feel like you said, I don't care what you do to my skin, just get it out.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I
so
was
we
not
just created
be okay.
a hole in your skin to try to get this tick out of your
yes.
body. Yeah.
The nice part is that portion of my back, do you remember? That portion of my back is still numb from my epidural with Eve.
It is that
yes.
high up?
Yes. Promise. It has been numb ever since that day.
Okay.
So no matter how far you dug in there, I couldn't feel it,
okay.
which was good.
Well.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that.
Yep.
But I feel like you also need to talk to your doctor about that.
I have, remember? And he was like, well, that shouldn't be the case. How is everything else? Oh, okay.
So it shouldn't
we
be the case, but we're not going
to
do anything about it.
Right. We glossed over it. And then I was like, well, there's my answer. I'm moving on.
Hey.
You know?
Yeah.
So still numb. Everything's fine.
All right.
Anyway.
So nothing like going to get your hair done and having to help dig a tick out of your hairdresser's back.
Yeah. I mean, and I shower. Like, I do these things, y'all, just to let you know.
Right. But I... Even if you shower, like a tick is in there. It, like your body could be so clean, but that tick is just in there loving on your body.
And I am so sure that bitch was massive. Was it big?
I don't remember. I just remember you could see the legs like moving on it. And I just was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I have to save my best friend's life.
Because it was life or death.
Right, yeah.
Right, right.
Because if we didn't get it out, then what was going to happen?
Right.
You know?
Lyme disease or something.
Right.
Not something to fuck around with.
Mm-mm.
Thank you for not leaving the head in there, too.
You're welcome.
That spot's starting to itch now. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that was a good first story from the
yes,
box.
Yes, I love it. Do you have any stories to add that are not from the box?
I do. I thought of one just since we've started this, like reminiscing on the years of Behind the Chair. And I started to giggle about one the other day because I did a makeup application the other day. And it made me think of the time that I showed up to an on-site wedding without any of my makeup brushes. And this was... when we still worked at DK and before we did airbrush, you know, we still did everything by hand with brushes and all of that. And I remember unloading, you know, all the makeup, setting everything up. And I'm like, where are my brushes? Oh my gosh, I left them. I left them at the salon and I didn't have time.
Well, weren't you out in BFE doing
yeah,
this?
Like there was not time for me to go drive 30 minutes to the salon and back.
Yeah. We're in the Midwest, listener. So
yeah.
Everybody gets married at a barn out
right.
in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Yep. And we got to trudge all of our shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
it's great. We love it.
Right.
We love weddings, but they're usually a million miles
right.
away.
Like, not convenient to just, oh, I forgot something. Let me run and go get it really quick.
I can't even imagine. So what did you do?
So I just, you know, faked it till I made it and just, thank goodness we had Q-tips and sponges and tissues in the kit. And
also, thank goodness this was before COVID.
Right.
So I'm sure people would not have been okay with that.
Right. Or maybe so, because I just made it sound like this was just the sanitary way.
Oh, that's fair. Right.
Applying makeup, which, like, I look back and I'm like, how did this person think, oh, yeah, I see makeup artists all the time applying eyeshadow with Q-tips. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, what? But I did. It really test my artistry on how well I can do a makeup application without having any makeup brushes.
Yeah, no, honestly, I think that is a testimony to your talent, mm-hmm. truthfully, that you completed an entire wedding party mm-hmm. without any makeup brushes. Yeah. You ask any young child this nowadays, including my 7-year-old, if she can put makeup on without a brush, and they will tell you no.
Right.
So.
Well, no, your child thinks she has to, like, beat herself.
Honestly.
You know, to put on makeup.
I might have to show a little bit of this to the Running with Scissors Instagram.
Yes.
My kid beat the shit out of herself with
a blending brush.
A blending brush.
Yeah.
And when I say that, that sounds horrible, but she was thinking that that's how you blend foundation in. So she just started blending it by tapping aggressively.
Mm-hmm. All over her face.
All over her face.
Yeah.
I can't wait to show the people this.
Yes, it's a great video. She's precious.
Anyway, yeah.
I mean, she honestly killed it, other than beating herself up. But, like, she did great. She had a great tutorial.
She did. Wow. It's something. Anyway, but it should. It should show you how great of a makeup artist you are.
Well, I got the job done and nobody was disappointed. Nobody questioned anything.
That's amazing.
And I left there taking all the deep breaths of, like, holy shit, I just did that.
Yeah. I mean, and then you promptly texted me and said, I didn't bring my makeup brushes. And I believe I said, holy shit, what did you do? Mm-hmm. And then you answered with, well, I used all the things.
All the resources that I had in the moment. I probably even used my fingers a little bit. Of course, I sanitized them before or washed them before. So it's funny that I'm saying that I'm using Q-tips and sponges and stuff as a sanitary reasoning or purposes. Right. But then here I am also using my fingers. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not very, very sanitary.
But you know what? They clearly never picked up on it. Mm-mm. So
no, everything's fine. News, everything was fine. Yes. Her wedding went on and my day went on.
And it was
perfect. It was perfect. It's perfect. So now I definitely check my kit anytime we leave to go to an on-site wedding.
Yeah. You only make that mistake once.
Right. Like, I'm very OCD now of, okay, do I have everything?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I you don't want to not remember to bring something to a wedding. That's terrible.
Right. Because you don't want to be the one person that causes the wedding date just to go haywire, you know, because there's already something, you know, the caterer, the cake delivery, the florist, you know, whatever. I never want to be the person that causes a reason on why the wedding day didn't go as planned.
Right. No, so, never.
Right.
But clearly you weren't even that day.
Right.
Which is so amazing.
Yeah. It was great. So.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, do you want to share your running with scissors this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I have felt in the last 2 weeks that has made me feel like I'm running with scissors is the watering of plants.
Oh.
Okay, well, remember, if you listened to the first episode,
The second episode is when we talked about all the things you planted. Remember the one like random watermelon you're going to have growing in your yard or pumpkin?
Honestly, yeah. I'm waiting and I can't wait to find out what it is. Yeah. Anyways, so remember episode 2?
Yes.
When I decided to plant everything that I had to plant. And well, today I am kicking myself for it. Mm. Because what I told a client this morning was that I planted all of this stuff, vegetables, flowers, all this awesome stuff, and I love it, and I'm so pumped about it. But what I forget about is I have to water it, mm-hmm. you know, like every day, and especially in Oklahoma because, I mean, it rains in the spring, but really not as often as other places. Sure. And then once July comes, we're desert-like. Right. So you got to water everything until mm-hmm. July anyway for it to survive through July. Sure. So I have to literally get up like a whole hour earlier just to water
Gross.
Everything.
No, thank you.
So I was telling my client this morning that I planted stuff like I'm a retired 60-something-year-old. Mm-hmm. Right? Like I have nothing to do with the rest sure. of my day other than water 875 things.
Sure. Maybe it's time that we look, you, not we, you look at sprinkler systems. I feel like I've seen people take like PVC pipe and drill holes in it and create like for garden areas, like a hose yes. situation where you can just turn it on and it kind of sprinkles over.
Yes, and I think they even sell hoses now that have, like, holes in them yes. for that.
Yeah.
And you're right, and I believe that that's what my client said this morning is, like, you know, they have things to make that easier, like...
Sure.
Like...
But then, you know, it's money systems. And how much money do you want to spend on that? And
right.
But also, it's vegetables that you're going to be eating and whatnot, right. So it might be worth it to spend the money on it because you're not having to pay grocery store prices.
Right. No, I mean, I think with the amount of fucking watering I'm doing, I think it'll be perfect yeah. if I could even just get a hose that I could just like, here's the deal though. I don't know that I want just a hose laying through my landscaping, right? Like that might look a little strange, right? I don't know.
I guess depending on what it is, like, is it bright green? Is it a black hose?
I don't know. Maybe they have different colors.
Some that camouflage in with your mulch or soil.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just going to have to do some research because also I bought one of those, I believe the correct word is oscillating. Of course, I'm not going to know the other word, but I know the hard word.
Sure.
The oscillating sprinkler mm-hmm. for your grass.
Yes.
And
also, do you guys have rules on where you live on what days you can water and
well,
can't
if
water?
We do, I don't listen to any of them.
That happened to us one time. I didn't know it. And I'm just like, oh, you know, we live in this new house and I'm going to water the grass and, you know, try to keep up with my neighbors who have a golf course for a lawn.
No, that's a fact. Yeah.
And the neighbor walks out and is like,
you know? Because he's like, bitch is yeah, all the water. Right. She can't get away with that.
Right. He's like, did you know that you can only water on even days because our house number is even? And I was like, oh, nope, had no idea. I'll go ahead and turn my sprinklers off now. I'll wait till tomorrow.
Well, if that is the case, then I am doing it all wrong.
Great.
So.
Now the city's going to come out and give you a ticket because you're using too much water.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if that really happens.
I don't care if they do. My yard better look like fucking green carpet, okay? That's all I care about. Like, I literally have started this, like, unspoken competition on my street.
Yes.
And... there's this one guy, every time I drive past his yard, I'm like, oh my God, it's beautiful. It's like lush and green, and he has these beautiful lines mowed into them. Yes. And I'm like, I want my yard to look like that so bad. And so I do all the things, and eventually it does. I don't know. I need to talk to him about what he does in the fall, in the spring, early winter,
or maybe you
spring.
Don't, because it's going to be even more work. And you're going to have to get up an hour and a half earlier in the mornings.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. You know.
No, that's a bad idea. So don't talk to neighbor man. Got it. Okay.
I mean, you can and then make the call on, that's more work than I care to do.
Okay, you're right. But the beauty of it is that once I start doing all this stuff, not one man on my street can handle that there's a girl out there slaying their yard better than any fucking man on the street. So the moment I start fucking mowing, Bob, Billy, Frank, and Gene are all on the street fucking mowing, okay? They're like, that bitch's yard looks so good. Mine can't look like shit. And it's a woman. Like, there is no way. They all look at me like, okay, she's outside. We got to do it. We got to go.
Well, our yard's opposite of that, so.
Well, it is hard when your neighbor literally does have a golf course for a front yard. Like, it is beautiful.
A lot of our... is that Bermuda grass, the like taller grass that's like real cushiony and very like green?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't do research on grass. I just have somebody come spray it, feed it, whatever the fuck. And then I water it. And then that's how I know that it's going to eventually turn green as I spend too much money on it.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it is. I think you're right, though.
Right. I don't know. Either way, I wish that we did have that grass, but although, like, we're very much, let's just get AstroTurf, you know, at this point. But the grass that you can walk around barefoot and it just feels amazing on your feet, you know, instead of the, like, dry.
Honestly, what is this shit y'all have down here? I didn't grow up like this.
Well, ours, your feet are going to get cut up if you walk in our grass right now.
Well, that's how my mom's yard is. And I'll never forget the first time I ran through their front yard with no shoes on. I was like, no, I ran on little knives. Yep. This is a problem. What is that? Yeah. And it's green. How is that sharp? And it's green.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's impressive, though. Yeah. Is this what it's like to live in the desert? Y'all, I've lived here for 13 years. Somehow I still can't get over it. But I did actually, I will tell you that whenever I called the company that I spend too much money on or give too much money to make my yard look nice, I did call and say, I want your soft grass. Don't give me none of that knife shit. I want to be able to take my shoes off and run through my grass. And they were like, done, got it. Came to my house, did it. I have no idea if it's Bermuda, fescue, Kentucky bluegrass.
Is that a thing?
God. But I have to tell you, we watched Fun with Dick and Jane the other night, which shout out to my sister. It's one of our favorite movies together. And she
I've watched that. It's been a while.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Well, they're ripping up her yard and she's pretending because all the neighbors are watching. She's pretending that she's yelling at them like they brought the wrong grass. Oh. And so she has nothing. She knows nothing about grass either. So she's over here yelling at him like, I didn't want this Kentucky blue grass. Anyways, just makes me laugh because I said it. And I have no idea.
You just referenced the movie.
Yeah. I had no idea. I have no idea. It's a real kind of grass, so I guess
we can pretend it is.
Yeah, maybe the listeners will tell us.
I'm sure one of our dads will be the first to comment on it of, no, that grass isn't a thing. And this is the type of grass, you know.
The moment my dad is done listening to this episode, I will get a text. He will tell me exactly what kind of grass I have and exactly how to take care of it. Yep. And this is why I have a grass problem. Thanks, Dad.
Well, you would think I would, too, because my dad would cut diamonds in our grass growing up,
but
too.
You didn't have to.
That's fair. My dad had too much control problems to let any of us do it.
Yeah, and let's remember, he still calls you baby girl, so.
Well.
He was never going to let his sweet baby mow his yard. Mm-mm. I'm the oldest. They were like, get out there in that yard and mow it with that push mower, and you better make the right lines happen. It's not really what happened, but either way. So then I became obsessed with how the yard looks because my dad was obsessed with how the yard looks. So here I am.
Yeah.
Either way. But also, don't you have somebody mow for you?
Not currently.
Oh.
You know, Sarah doesn't have a job, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So Sarah's lawn,
which we haven't decided yet. It's getting to the point where we probably need to mow. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to decide, are we buying a mower or are we still just going to have people mow it for us? Where are we at with that?
And then who's going to mow?
Right. And I kind of want to.
Okay.
Like, I'm not opposed to it. Like, I could understand how it could be therapeutic
for
one.
Yes. I love it. You know why? Because that thing is so loud. Ain't nobody going to try and ask you any questions.
Right.
While you're out there
doing it. I would just put like earbuds in and just nobody talk to me. I'm in my zone.
Yeah. No, 100%. It's great. Put your earbuds in.
Probably listening to Crime Junkie on how to get away with murder or something.
The whole time you're going to be looking over your shoulder.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As mowing. Yeah. That'll be so good because I love it.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's made me become a psychopath by my yard.
But I feel like if I do start mowing it, then that's when I'm going to start, like, okay, how can I get creative and put different designs in my yard?
Right.
So.
It gets exciting.
Yeah.
And especially when, like, you get done and you're like, well, I did that. And now my house looks nice.
Yes.
It does make the outside of your house.
I agree.
Look so much better.
I agree.
You could literally take a dump and just mow the front yard. And the dump would look better.
Mm-hmm.
The house would be the dump.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Anyway.
Well, I'm sorry that you have overtasked yourself with your vegetables and flowers. And I have to get up even earlier.
Yeah, and water my grass,
too. Has that cut into your workout time? Have you had to find different time to work out? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely.
Or is watering your workout? Are you running laps around your backyard?
I feel like watering at this point is my workout. But no, luckily, you know, because we are in charge of our own schedules, I do have some days that I'm flexible enough to do both.
Sure.
So today I did not have time to do both, so I just watered.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're still moving your body. Something.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful morning. I'm also feeling, I don't know who I am these days. Anyways, I feel like I'm sounding like my dad and it's wild. So anyways.
It's a good hobby to have.
Yeah.
Better than the alternative.
Right.
Whatever that is.
Sleeping in, which actually sounds better most days.
Oh my God, speaking of sleeping in, I feel like all day yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
But it was an unproductive day. And so now I'm like,
now you got to get shit done.
Yeah. Now I'm kind of feeling like, what did I do? I wasted a whole day sleeping.
Yeah. I hate that.
But I needed it.
I mean, it's great in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like being out in the heat all weekend at Tinley's tournament and being in the sun, we were out there all day. I just was exhausted. And so I just slept all day.
Yeah. That's kind of nice, though.
Yeah. So
what's made you feel like you were running with scissors, Megan?
My phone.
Ooh, that's, yeah, okay.
And I know we've talked about this in the past 2 weeks, but just like keeping up with appointments, you know, clients reaching out, and it's always, not that it's their fault, but it's always in the worst times whenever they text, you know, and I'm like, oh man, I'm just trying to be in the moment with my family and having this urge of to write them back so I don't forget. Yeah. And then I want to be better about posting things on our social media pages of our work. And then I don't.
And everything's fine.
Yes.
Because then I'll just do it eventually.
Right.
Because I'm not that great about it either.
Yes. But I just saw like a quote on Instagram and I was trying to find it. Couldn't find it. Along the lines of being a hairdresser and trying to keep up with social media and posting while also doing your job and being a receptionist, just like all the different roles that we play daily and trying to keep up with that. And then feeling bad if I don't respond to a client right away.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, it's my day off.
Right.
And some clients are good about it and realize that.
Yeah.
But
well, I feel like most of them usually are good as long as we respond within like a 24-hour period,
right.
I feel like usually they're pretty good about it. But I had no idea that getting into our industry would force us to become photographers, videographers, hairdressers, social media marketers.
Right. It's a lot. That's kind of like along the lines of what the quote was saying of just all the different things that because of where our world is heading in such a tech-driven society, that now all we have all this other stuff that we have to keep up with.
And it's wild.
But I'm also like, but that also doesn't say how great of a hairdresser we are.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We don't have to post all of our things. Yes, that's nice to have our work for people to go back and look at and scroll through, or inspiration, whatever. But I also don't like the pressure of, like, if you don't post reels or if you don't do this, then what kind of hairdresser are you?
Right. How good are you? And I do think that somehow it can even, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, it's never enough.
Yeah.
No matter what we do, it's never enough. And
or by the time we get comfortable, something else comes up.
Yeah.
And now we have to keep up with this or whatever. Right. And it's just like, oh my goodness.
Well, like I'll never forget, we have, so the house next door to ours is a rental home. And there was a couple living there, I don't know, 6 months ago. And she, I'll never forget it. And I don't know that, like, I don't think I'll ever forget it because it stuck with me so much. But the comment she made after, I told her I was a hairdresser. We were talking about it. And then she went home and a couple hours go by and I see that a notification pops up and she's followed me on Instagram. And then the next time I saw her, she says to me, oh, like, you're a legit hairdresser.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, like, well, what do you mean?
Just thought I did it in my backyard for
fun. Yeah, I was like, I do hair. And she was, I was like, but what do you mean? She was like, oh, well, like, I saw your Instagram. Like, you're a legit hairdresser.
Mm.
So if I didn't have an Instagram,
then I'm not
Right. Like, it's so weird. This culture around social media and our industry is just so strange, and I don't know how we became what we are, but the standard for being a hairdresser literally is, like, it's like priority number one is photographer, videographer, social media marketer, and then hairdresser.
Oh, you forgot a big one.
Oh, no.
A therapist.
Oh, my God. Yeah, number one.
Is a therapist.
Therapist.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's social media.
No, wait. No, photographer, yes. Videographer, social media, hairdresser.
Right.
Like, we don't even have, like, I have seen some of the, and this is something I'm about to debunk for everybody on social media. I have seen some of the worst hair be photographed and it look amazing. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, everybody. Mm-hmm. I have
seen. Thanks to Photoshop.
Right. Or the way they lay the hair in the picture, or how, I mean, y'all, I'm gonna say it again. I have seen some of the worst color be done on somebody's head, and then they photograph it and it look amazing. So, like, let's remember that my job is not photography.
Yeah.
That is not Megan's job either.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's remember where the talent sits. Mm-hmm. The talent sits in the hair.
Sure.
Not in the pictures, not in the videos.
Or, like, mind you, we are very busy hairdressers.
Yes.
That we don't always have time. We could make our days longer to set aside more time to photograph our work.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always realistic either. We don't want to work longer than we already are.
Right. I mean, not to mention that, I mean, you've already heard, we don't necessarily shut it off.
Right.
We are texting clients in the evening, yes. Which we are happy to do because this is what this is the culture we've created.
Right.
Because we do have clients that are understanding of we have lives.
Yes.
Obviously, there might be a few here and there that aren't always understanding. But for the most part, they are.
Yeah.
So I totally get that. Mm-hmm.
So there's just like days or weeks where I just want to throw my phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes just keeping up with like my family, you know, it sucks because it's like we don't get to see our family all the time, but we're so drained from regular communication, even just with clients and booking and being on our phones or staying on top of trends and being on our phones for social media, for new ideas and this, that, and the other, that just even being on our phone to keep up with our family is even difficult. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So if we're ever short with you or a little bit more quiet, don't take it personal.
Or we don't get back to you immediately.
Yes, don't take it personal.
Please don't.
But if some days go by and you haven't heard back from us,
I mean, feel free to reach out.
Please
eventually.
Do, because more than likely we forgot.
Yeah, remember ADHD.
Uh-huh. And we have very busy lives outside of work. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, so episode number 4, we'll probably go over product again. We want to give a little sneak peek of what we'll touch on in our next episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
So next episode, we will be talking about the moisture shampoo and conditioner, also known as
Hydro Rush.
Yes.
And it's amazing.
Yep. It's amazing stuff. Please come back and listen again to get that info.
And don't forget about our box that you can submit funny things.
What was the name that you thought of? Let's see what they think.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Shared Clippings.
Oh, yeah. Shared Clippings.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But feel free to drop any names.
Yes.
We have not picked one yet. So we will probably pick one by, episode 4? Do you want to make that promise? Or should we give them another episode before?
Let's say episode 5. Let's give a little bit more time to the listener.
Yeah.
And also, if you think of a story or something that you want us to share on the podcast and you're not going to be in the salon within the meantime, feel free to DM us and you could submit it that way and we can add it for you.
Yep. Or, just DM us anything, any story you have. Reviews,
mm-hmm.
comments, concerns.
And we do want to eventually...
Tell us we suck or don't.
Yeah. Even if you tell us we suck, we're going to keep doing this. So whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And we would love to have guests on our show too. So if you're interested in ever being a guest or if you have ideas of what you would want to hear from a guest, feel free to share that as well.
Yeah.
Anyways. Great day. It's beautiful and sunny outside, so get outside and enjoy it.
Yep.
And y'all have a great day, and thanks for listening today.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining. If you like our podcast, leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're a client, you'll get 20% off your next appointment if you do leave a review. Don't forget to follow on Instagram at runningwithscissorsokc. This podcast is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform.